Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Friday night, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. We have got a jam-packed show for you tonight. At 1120, sports guy Jimmy Shorts from the mind of radio icon Kevin Matthews will join us with his pigskin picks for the NFL season that fully kicks off on Sunday. Then Pat Tomasulo from the WGN Morning News will join us and talk about the annual fundraiser that he hosts every year to benefit the Facial Pain Research Foundation. It's virtual this year. And it's called Laugh Your Face Off, a night of comedy with Pat McGann, and others to raise money for this cause near and dear to Pat and his wife. Then we'll move from comedy to music with actor Kevin Bacon and his brother Michael Bacon, who record and perform together as the Bacon Brothers. We'll talk about their new album just after 11:45. But first, Chicago Alderman Anthony Napolitano has been at the forefront of the debate on whether the National Guard needs to be brought into the city of Chicago. He's been an outspoken critic of the mayor and state's attorney Kim Fox on their handling of criminals, along with the staunch support of our Chicago Police Department and the good people that serve and protect with respect every single day. There's also a rally scheduled to support our police on Wednesday, September 16th. And to talk about it all is Alderman Napolitano. Welcome in, Alderman.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
A few weeks back, Anthony, there was a special city council meeting to discuss the violence in the city of Chicago that you were a big part of. And in this resolution, you say Chicago has never seen more violence, unrest. Businesses across our city have been subject to unyielding criminals, many on the brink of failure, contemplating their future in Chicago. There's really not enough being done here.
You know, that was kind of the point of our whole resolution is, you know, if you look back, Chicago's crime or its increase in crime dates back about a good 8 to 10 years. So it doesn't fall solely just on this administration. But the scary thing is it's a constant increase. As far as doing enough, we're never doing enough as far as taking care of crime or fighting crime. I mean, you look at Chicago alone in the last 8 years, we have over 25,000 people shot. I bring these numbers up constantly. I know it drives people crazy, but they're important numbers. In the city of Chicago, we have over 5,000 people murdered in that same eight year time span. If we're not battling to, if we're not working together to battle this, to work, to fight this crime, then we serve no purpose in city council. It just came up today again. We actually voted. They actually gave us the opportunity to vote and see where city council, where the public safety committee sits on behalf of bringing the National Guard in. And of 17 aldermen that were in that meeting, only two voted yes for it.
That's shocking. That's shocking to me.
It is.
And, you know, here's the thing. You know, I chair a museum downtown. There is, you know, as much as I've heard other aldermen say that there's not a lot going on downtown and it's really the pandemic, there are families not coming downtown because of the violence, about what potentially could happen. I mean, the streets are empty, and I'm not exaggerating here. I mean, it's just you walk down the street, and you could go maybe to Old Town, and it's a lot busier, and then you start getting into the downtown area, into the Loop on a Friday night or a Saturday afternoon, there's nobody there. You want to talk about the economic development and the future of some of these businesses, you know, something's got to be done.
These businesses are walking away already. And the thing that the media doesn't talk about in a lot of cases, and the city doesn't talk about, is prior to COVID and prior to the social justice movements, there has been a lot of flash mobs hitting the downtown area. post-COVID and post the social justice movement, it's opened up the gateway for even more flash mobs and more looting and rioting aside from the protests. And it's done a lot of it on the fact that they know the state's attorney's office isn't prosecuting anybody. I mean, I think in the last, 3 years of her term, she's gone from, I think, almost, don't quote me the exact number, I think close to 15,000 inmates in Cook County Prison down to almost 5,000, somewhere in that number. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the term that we bring up over and over in Chicago. If you're going to do the crime, there's a good chance you're not going to do the time. And it is affecting our economic hub, which is downtown, majorly.
We have over 120,000 gang members in our city. And when you look at how many police officers are on the street at every given time, we do need some help. I mean, why were we keep rejecting federal help or the FBI to help dig into some of this and dig into the gangs and find out, you know, possibly what's happening next? How could we all say no to this?
I have no clue how we could say no to this. And the thing that we ask all the time is, what is the actual number of police officers in the department? And we get the number all the time. It's about 12,000. We know that's not true. It's closer to probably about 10,000, give or take, because right now the police department can't keep up with the rate of attrition of officers retiring. Here's what gets me, is every one of these aldermen surrounding downtown are losing officers every week, every weekday, and every weekend because they're being allocated to downtown Chicago. 16th District has 34 square miles. We should have at least 38 officers, 34 minimum, working on a patrol, on a watch. Sometimes we have less than 8 to 10 because they're all being pushed downtown. And that's not just 16. That's all districts throughout the city. So for any alderman to say, I'm okay losing police officers in ward security, that baffles me. I can't believe they're not all saying, bring in the National Guard. Give us some help. Give us some relief.
But at some point, the criminals are going to figure that out, that all the resources are being put into one area. And then we're going to start having issues in other areas, right?
They're already finding out, Dave. They already know what's going on. You're seeing an uptick across the city in crime. And the funny thing is, the city just put out a crime stat that we've gone down in crimes and shootings and batteries from June to July. I'm sorry, from July to August, or August to present date. And the comical thing is they're comparing July to August of 2020, not August 2019 to 2020, which means we're up 73% in crime. This is not a good thing. This is
when you're talking about times. And you're talking about keeping up. So at least 110 police officers retired in August and into September, and they're projected. I have friends that are police officers. We live practically in the same neighborhood, and I know a lot of them are like, you know, I don't even know if I'm going to work until I was kind of planning on retiring. I kind of want to be done with this. It's the stress level. You know, when you're talking about taking days off and having those canceled, 12 to 15 hour work days, it does become unsustainable for any family in the city of Chicago at some point.
I agree, 110%. And the funny thing is, when I took the job in 2000, the Chicago police job, the concept was you did 31 years in a day and you retired. And then they brought it down to 29 years in a day and you retired. And officers knew that's what they were going to do. Now you see officers retiring at 20 to 22 years on the job. And it's not just the amount of workload that they're putting in. It's the fact of, we have a major crime spree going on in the city of Chicago. The police are expected to be the police, but yet nobody's backing them, and right, they're finding themselves on the hook for everything, the almighty lawsuit and the cameras, right, or the phones depicting them as they're the bad guy or the bad girl. That's just wrong.
And, you know, you're doing some things next week on Wednesday the 16th. You got a police rally coming up, and it's good because right now there's a bit of a silent majority out there that isn't talking about this, or they're afraid to say anything, or they're afraid to take the wrong side. And we have to remember this too. In every profession, there are really outstanding, hardworking people, and then there's some issues with some people, right? And so you can't paint one brush over the entire Chicago Police Department and villainize them either. I mean, there's hardworking people out there that go out there every day. People that you can trust, people you can count on, people that do it the right way.
I agree. This is actually our sixth celebration of the police department in the last 6 years. So we've made sure to do it even before this you know, these times. And I couldn't agree with you even more. I mean, I'm a firm believer, as my father taught me, the ones who do wrong should be disciplined, and the ones who are out there doing the Lord's work and fighting crime should be praised every day of the week. And I'm a firm believer of that. And I would be the first one to go against an officer that broke the law or did something wrong. But I'll also be the first one in line to praise an officer when they did something heroic.
Absolutely.
And I agree with you.
Absolutely. Very well said. Alderman Anthony Napolitano, thanks for speaking up and not being part of that silent majority and pushing some of these agendas forward.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
All right. Thanks, pal. All right. It's 720 WGN.